It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Eastbound I-70 just west of Denver will be closed in both directions. Eastbound I-70 just west of Denver will be closed for most of the day after an accident that may have damaged a bridge over the highway. Traffic into Denver is being diverted onto Colfax Avenue. That's eastbound I-70. Coloradans who receive monthly food benefits will see a boost starting next month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, called SNAP, will raise monthly benefits 21%, an extra $36 per person. The increase reflects changes in food prices. Nearly 500,000 Coloradans get the benefits every month. Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter has a new approach to try to get the U.S. Senate to approve his marijuana banking bill. It would let financial institutions work with marijuana businesses in states where it's legal. Perlmutter has successfully added it to a defense spending bill in the House, which will have to be worked out in a conference committee with the Senate. Representative Perlmutter.
And we've got to make sure that safe banking stays in the bill as part of the conference. This isn't over by any stretch, but it's a good step.
The bill has been passed by the House several times, but blocked by opponents in the Senate. The University of Colorado system will not name a new president until next spring at the earliest. CPR's Joanne Allen has more.
The search is expected to begin officially in December. CU Regents will spend the next several months searching for four community members from around the state to serve on the search committee alongside university faculty, staff, students, and alumni. Mark Kennedy voluntarily resigned as president in June following widespread disapproval by faculty and students over his leadership. I'm Joanne Allen, CPR News.
A student at Colorado State University in Pueblo was arrested Tuesday after he was found with a cache of loaded weapons in a campus apartment. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says they discovered the guns while investigating threatening statements toward university staff and students. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.